President Obama visits Roseburg, Oregon today. He meets with the families of the 9 people killed in a campus shooting. The town may welcome the president, but not all of his message. There may not be much sympathy for his call for tighter gun control. Shortly after the massacre, it was widely reported that the local sheriff opposes more gun control, and that should not be a surprise. Guns are just as divisive for police as for everybody else. Here's NPR's Martin Costi.
When you ask Richard Berry about gun laws, he picks his words carefully.
Talking about firearms now is like talking about race.
Berry is a 38-year police veteran, as well as the president of the International Association of Chiefs of Police.
These are difficult conversations, and people get very polarized on each side of it.
And these days, it's not unusual to see law enforcement executives arguing about guns in public. Take the situation in Milwaukee. The sheriff there, David Clark Jr., is a champion of gun rights. Here he is on Fox News, going after President Obama, accusing him of wanting to restrict people's access to guns.
Here's my challenge to the President of the United States. You think this is so easy. Forgo your Secret Service protection for sure. You, for the First Lady, and your children.
Yeah, good luck.
And see what it's like to have to fend for yourself.
And here's Milwaukee's Chief of Police, Edward Flynn, responding to the sheriff's gun politics by arguing for stricter laws.
Our bad guys with guns learn nothing because the laws are so weak and we want help. And I would think people that think of themselves as advocates for law enforcement could get that through their skull.
Jennifer Carlson is an American sociologist at the University of Toronto who's been studying police attitudes towards gun laws. She says things have changed since the 1990s, when police executives united behind the gun control legislation of the day.
The assault weapons ban, the Brady Bill, and now what you've really seen is police not really taking as much of a unified stance, at least publicly. That's been a major shift.
She thinks this shift may have something to do with the expansion of concealed handgun permits in the last decade or so. When the permits didn't result in the widespread mayhem that some chiefs had feared, she says they started getting more comfortable with the idea of citizens carrying guns.
In Michigan, for example, police are able to certify people. So if you want to get your pistol license, you have to go through some kind of firearms training, and police can get in the business of actually running those firearms schools.
Chiefs are still likely to favor more effective background checks for gun buyers, though it's on this issue that you find another big fault line. On one side, you have the urban chiefs, and on the other, you have elected sheriffs, especially from rural areas.
Committee, Madam Chair, good afternoon. My name is John Hanlon. I am the Douglas County Sheriff down in Roseburg.
This is Sheriff Hanlon earlier this year speaking at the Oregon legislature as it considered background checks on private gun sales.
This law is not going to protect citizens of Oregon in that it is going to keep guns out of the hands of criminals. It will not do that. We have laws that prohibit the possession of other things, like methamphetamine, and it doesn't stop it.
The bill passed, but not without a bitter political fight, including an attempt by gun rights groups to recall legislators who'd voted for it. So it's understandable when national police organizations tread carefully on the issue of guns. Again, Richard Berry of the International Association of Chiefs of Police.
We don't want to separate ourselves from our communities. So I can't get too involved in the workings of it because my job is to carry out the policy that's been handed to me.
These days, groups like this are more likely to talk about making existing gun laws work better and finding ways to keep guns out of the hands of the mentally ill, middle ground positions that can get the support of their divided membership. Martin Costi, NPR News.